Hey there, welcome to the High Five Podcast. Each episode, we count down our top five favorites in a different category, from movies and music to the totally random. Get ready to laugh and maybe even yell at our picks. Let's get into this week's High Five.
Let's do this. So we've decided it's a cozy podcast.
Yep.
What were you saying, Rob?
Pajamas and hot drinks.
Yeah. I've got my pajamas on, and as soon as we're done recording, it's already pitch black here, and I am going to be crawling into bed with a good book. Might be a comic book. You guys are drinking coffee and hot chocolate.
Yep.
I hate that Jay can drink coffee and then go to bed.
Yeah. Yep. I've been told it's because I have ADHD or I'm on some sort of spectrum of that, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, I can. Although it does, maybe it's because of my age. As I'm getting older, it does hit me every once in a while. In fact, I was just telling Katie like last week, I don't know if there was a game on or if it was after podcasting, but I had drank a cup of coffee and got done with it and kind of felt tired, unwound for the evening, got into bed, and I was up till 2 a.m. So
yeah,
it does, I guess, get me every once in a while.
Like I say, you're also at the age where you have a full bladder, so that's probably what's happening.
That's true. Oh yeah, I mean, definitely at the age where I get up most nights to go to the bathroom at least once. Yep. But yeah.
That reminds me of my favorite joke from Golden Girls. Every morning I wake up, or every morning at 7 a.m. I have to go to the bathroom. The sad thing is that I don't get up until 8.
Yep. Diapers are coming soon enough.
Hopefully not.
I mean, eventually, if I live a long, full enough life, you know.
Yeah, but not soon. You said
no.
Soon. I don't.
Soon enough. Sooner than I'd like, probably.
Sure.
I'm just shaking my head. All right. Where have we gone?
Where have
we gone? Get the show on the road here.
Well, welcome back to the High Five Podcast, everybody. Where we break down a different topic every week and list our favorite things within that topic. And so this week we are getting into the fall harvest season, and with that comes Halloween. And so Rob picked Halloween 2025. And so we're going to list kind of the things that we're most looking forward to for this Halloween season. Do we want to just kind of talk about our criteria before we jump into our top fives?
Yeah, it was my top five things that I'm looking forward to this season. The new criteria.
Yeah, so that it does affect mine quite a bit. As you will find out, I had a hard time getting a five because of what my 2025 looks like.
Sure.
Caleb, you got any thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's when I always think of Halloween, I just think of fall too. So, you know, those are kind of the blurred lines between Halloween and fall. But yeah, it wasn't too difficult. I came up with some. I mean, you know, some of them kind of have some overlap, but for the most part, you know, was able to come up with five. I don't have any honorable mentions or anything like that. But yeah, fall's always one of my favorite times of year. So
yeah, yep. Okay, well, let's jump into it. Rob, since this was your topic, why don't you start us off with your number five?
Okay, all right. Well, so my number five is Agatha Christie's Poirot, Hercule Poirot, specifically an episode titled The Halloween Party. It's actually, I say it's an episode, but it's like a 90-minute movie, but it is season 12, episode 2. Some people consider it in the top 10 or top 5 of the Agatha Christie Poirot that used to air on PBS. It stars David Suchet And a very dark, it has a very, very dark twist to it, but it's a fun, it takes place at a Halloween party, and basically a little girl drowns in the apple bobbing tank. And yeah, I was surprised to see all of the Agatha Christie Poirots are on PBS because they've previously been relegated to like BritBox, and I sort of famously refused to limit how many streaming services I subscribed to at once. But I do always subscribe to the PBS streaming app. Passport, if you make a $60 donation or more a year, they give you the login. And so I think because of all the federal cuts, they've actually brought back a lot of their programming. So it has all of the Benedict Cumberbatch Sherlocks, which I never saw the first time around. So I'll be watching them for the first time. But the Agatha Christie Poirot was great. The first time I ever saw this episode, I was actually in Dublin the week or a couple of days after Halloween last year. And the Halloween party, it was a really, really, it was a solid 90-minute movie, and I rewatched it just last week, and it still holds up, and I still enjoy it. So that's my number
Nice.
five.
Okay. All right, so I'll go next. My number five, I kind of alluded to it earlier in the podcast that I had a tough time coming up with my five. So this was the only one I had to really stretch for. And that's just the early evenings, the cool days and evenings, and obviously seeing people's decorations starting to come out, some of the jack-o'-lanterns. We were at a friend's house this weekend that had a bunch of jack or a couple jack-o'-lanterns on their front step. And it was just, it's really the beginning of the season, and it's just, I love the spooky feeling. You get to be Twilight, and you find yourself walking by a cemetery or something. It's just that time of year where everything is starting to get into peak creepy, just feeling vibes, and I love it. I love it. It's the beginning of every creepy movie you've seen. For that reason, my number five is just the season, the vibes of this season. So,
Nice.
Also known
Cool.
as nature.
I'm gonna say number five is nature.
Nature.
Nature and decor.
Love it.
Nice.
Caleb.
All right, so my number five is one of my favorite things to drink while we're trick-or-treating or while we're having a party around Halloween, and it is a hot caramel apple cider. I love that. I drink it all the time. Every time we go trick-or-treating, I usually have a nice mug of hot caramel apple cider. Sometimes it'll have some caramel vodka in it, sometimes it won't. Just kind of depends on how rough Halloween has been or not rough. But yeah, I love, so I mean, it's a fall drink too, but it always reminds me that, oh, Halloween's coming, when I start drinking some hot caramel apple cider. It's definitely one of my favorite beverages to enjoy around this time. So that's my number five.
Apple, cinnamon. What else
I've
would be
had a
in there?
hard
Like some
time like
nutmeg.
finding a good vodka though.
Mm.
Like
If you
what?
I do Smirnoff's caramel vodka.
Okay.
It's not, I mean, it's nothing amazing, but it definitely adds a nice caramel flavor, without, a bad, cheap vodka taste or even like a bad cheap caramel. It actually adds a pretty good, caramel flavor to it.
Okay. All right, Rob. What's your number four?
Okay, my number four is actually going to be starting this week, next week. It is It, Welcome to Derry. This is a TV series on HBO Max. It's famously It and Pennywise the Clown. Now, here's the thing. I have actually never read It. I've actually never seen any version of the movie It. I mean, it's got a clown. It has a sewer. I mean, but so does every basement comedy club. So I'm actually curious to see if I can serve as a test case to see how well this prequel works on its own. I'm kind of looking forward to having a very scary TV show. I don't know anything going into it. I haven't watched any of the trailers. I only maybe glanced at a cast list, but I'm looking forward to everything I've heard is that it's supposed to be a scary show that's basically running from the end of October through the middle of December. And so I'm actually really curious to just see what a horror TV show by Stephen King could be. It's a prequel, of course, to It, and it's by the creative team of It and It Chapter Two. So I'm kind of looking forward to seeing it and just seeing what comes of it.
Is it
Okay.
that Skarsgård playing the
Yes,
character?
he's going to be playing Pennywise. So yeah, the
Okay. Oh
same
yeah, I
person
do
is in
remember
the
seeing
It,
that.
same director. He's directing all of the
Okay.
episodes. There's eight episodes. So yeah, I'm just kind of looking forward to like a creepy, scary show on the small screen.
Huh. I didn't know that was coming out. Interesting. And you said it's a prequel too, right?
It's a prequel. It takes place in, I think, the 1950s or 60s. So,
Huh. Okay,
yeah,
interesting.
It Welcome to Derry.
Okay. Well, Rob, that's gonna transition well into my number four. Mine's more of like the realm of Halloween movies and TV. So obviously you got your Ghostbusters, your Nightmare Before Christmas, you start to get some more recent ones like Get Out and like even Sinners, just those spooky movies that've got undead characters in them, or whatever, witches or ghosts and all that kind of stuff. So I think you've really piqued my interest as to which one I want to watch first, and that's this It prequel. What's it called now?
Colon, welcome to Derry. The
Welcome,
colon is
what?
silent.
Okay. So anyway, yeah, I mean, I love watching a spooky movie. I love it. It's harder for me to do that because my wife and daughter don't like to watch those things. So if anybody's going and wants to invite me, I will probably take you up on it. I remember when I lived in West Michigan, Scott Robertson was my spooky, scary movie type person to watch with. I remember watching the Alien prequel Prometheus with him, because Katie wouldn't watch it. And that kind of falls in that same just creepy movie spirit. So
Oh, I
anyway,
love a good horror film. I love, I mean, I love the Scream franchise. I think I've told you guys before, I was an extra for 13 days on Scream 4. So, like,
It's awesome.
Wes Craven was a nice man. No, I mean, I love a good horror film. So, and that's partly, there's some others on this list that I'm gonna get into, but yeah, give me a good horror film or a horror TV show and I'm here for it.
Nice.
Same. Okay. So that was my number four. Caleb, what was yours?
Wait, Jade, do you have a favorite? I'm just curious. Do you like a favorite
I'd
one
say
or?
Ghostbusters. I mean, all the way back from, I mean, we've talked about this a little bit with Rob. I know you love that movie as well. Ghostbusters is really the original.
But wait, what's the scariest movie you've ever seen?
Scariest movie I've ever seen.
What's your favorite scary movie?
That's a tough one. I mean, really, I probably like Get Out or Sinners is right up there. These new age ones, really. I mean, but you also have the whole realm of ones that are like the Butterfly Effect type movies, where it's like they're really trying to go for the shock value on how they can kill somebody just off screen or on screen, and so I'd say those are probably scarier, but I don't really like those as much. So I'd say something with a better plot, like Get Out or Sinners, is probably more up my alley.
Okay.
So,
All right, so my number four is a play or a take on Jay's number five. And it's just the sweater weather, the crisp in the air. Unfortunately, sometimes around Halloween it snows here, which bums me out. But if it's not, if it's like just a nice fall, there's that crisp in the air, you got a nice jacket on, the kids can still wear their costumes and you can go out trick-or-treating. I just love that weather. It seems like, every other year we usually can hit on some nice weather. And it's just, it makes trick-or-treating more fun. It makes this, time outside just more enjoyable. And I just love the sweater weather feeling. And it goes great with the hot caramel apple cider. So those go hand in hand.
It's
So
true.
that's my number four.
Nice. All right. Rob, what's your number three?
All right, well, if I move from the small screen, I'm moving to the big screen. I'm looking forward to seeing Frankenstein. There's a new
Oh
Frankenstein that's
yeah. When
coming out
does
in the
that?
theaters. It's gonna be at our local art house cinema, the Michigan Theater, State Theater, on October 24th. It'll be hitting
Nice.
Netflix in mid-November.
Checking my
Directed by,
calendar.
well,
Oh
you're out of town. You're going to
yeah.
hot. You're going
No.
to Disney World.
You said October 24th.
Yeah, isn't that when you're going to Disney World?
No, Katie's going to be in Milwaukee that weekend, but I'm going to be home that weekend.
Ah, okay. So yeah. All right. Well, then yeah. Okay. Well,
I'll come with you.
we'll talk offline.
Off air. We're not doing anything.
Guillermo del Toro famously directed The Shape of Water and Pan's
Yeah.
Labyrinth and Crimson Peak, which is kind of an underrated film of his. It stars Oscar Isaac and Jacob Elordi. I've seen many a version of Frankenstein all the way back to, Boris Karloff, but I also watched a National Theater live production of Frankenstein with stage production. It was a live stage capture with Benedict Cumberbatch and Johnny Lee M Miller.
Nice.
I always love the story. I mean,
Yeah.
it's the one of the, it's the proto, it's the Ur-text, as they would say, for the Gothic horror sci-fi story written by Mary Shelley famously. So yeah, I'm just looking forward to seeing Frankenstein, and I want to see it on a big screen.
Nice.
That's a great one. All right. My number three is Halloween music, but not just any Halloween music. I have a very carefully curated playlist on Apple
Oh, I
Music
was thinking John
formal.
Carpenter's Halloween theme. Like, oh.
Nope. But yeah, I mean, and along with that, we've collected some vinyls over the years. Everyone knows that I listen to vinyls. So because of my discoveries on the Apple streaming services, I've got some doozies in my collection that I've also got on vinyl. One of my favorite bands that is kind of in this realm is Ryan Gosling's band. It's called Dead Man's Bones. They put out one album, and it's a very just like spooky album. Very basic sounding. It's a two-piece band, but that takes up a large part of my playlist. And then you got songs from Lady Gaga, Monster, Talking Heads, Psycho Killer. You kind of go down with some of those, including Michael Jackson, Thriller. And then one of my favorite bands, The Midnight, actually put out a Halloween album called The Horror Sh or called just called Horror Show. And then Kim Petras put out an album called Turn Off the Light, which is just an awesome album. Just trying to obviously you got some Billie Eilish in there. But yeah, I mean, just love a well-curated themed in this case Halloween, but like I even have a Christmas themed album or yeah, album. But yeah, it's just music is such a big part of my life that when I'm in a certain season or in a certain feeling, I like to have music that kind of goes along with that feeling. And so in this case, it's the Nichiren Halloween playlist on Apple
Nice.
Music. That's my number two or number three.
Nice. Awesome. All right, so my number three, we actually did over the weekend. It's become a tradition over the last couple years, and it is pumpkin carving. So we
Oh.
go out and have the kids pick out their pumpkins, and then we bring them home and scoop out all the guts and keep the seeds and bake the pumpkin seeds, which we haven't done yet, but we'll bake the pumpkin seeds and you can eat the pumpkin seeds. But it's just fun. The kids love to carve pumpkins. It's cool to see them get better with their ages. You know, they're starting to learn how to really carve into them and make cool designs. So Reese used a stencil this year, but she turned out really good. It's a cat. It's like a witch cat, and pumpkin. And then Jameson was bummed. He kind of messed up his, but it happened. And also, our pumpkins are already dying because it's too hot out, man.
Oh
Our
yeah.
I was gonna say you this is kind of early to do. I mean,
yeah,
we
I
always
mean,
did
I
it like,
well,
well, we always
we've
did it like the night before Halloween. Yeah, Devil's
yeah,
Night.
usually we don't do it quite this early, but we just there's a lot of stuff coming up where we're just not
You're
gonna
gonna be
have the
busy.
time to do it, so we gotta do
Yeah.
it. So we thought, oh, it'll be fine, it shouldn't be a problem, but nope, they're already starting to die. So Tori's like, well, we might need to go buy another pumpkin and let them carve it again, which the kids would love. So yeah, it's just fun. I love pumpkin carving. You know, I don't do a ton of the carving myself. I help scoop out all the guts and the innards and all that kind of stuff, but it's just fun to see what they come up with. And yeah, it's a fun time for sure. So pumpkin carving's my number three.
Cool. All right, Rob, we're on to our number twos. What's yours?
Right, so you guys have been talking about beverages. This is the one beverage on my list. This is actually one that I discovered from our local wine shop. It's called DuPont Cider Bouche Brut Normandie. This is Normandie, of course, is famous for like the apples, and it's actually from the same people who make Calvados. It's a dry sparkling cider. It's not sweet at all. It has a gentle apple flavor. Normandie, France, of course, produces this. It is corked. Right, but it's like in a mini bottle. It's not quite like a split, right? So it's more than like a glass, but it's not like a full glass. So especially for somebody who lived by themselves, even though I don't really drink a whole lot by myself at home, but it is one of those nice things where if I just wanted something, I can pick up the bottle and it's like we're talking two glasses and then it's done, you know? So I actually served this at a work-related party. I ordered, you know, a whole bunch of different things, and I thought, well, I'm going to throw this in here because I love it. And I was shocked that every single bottle was gone that it was consumed. So yeah,
Wow. How many
it's a
bottles
very
were?
12. I
Oh,
did like
wow.
12 Sauvignon Blanc, 12 Pinot Noir, and 12 of this cider. Again, it's smaller, so it's almost like maybe six full size bottles. But anyways, yeah, it was a hit. It was a DuPont Cider Bouche Brut de Normandie.
Where do you get it locally?
Yeah, so I
I
was gonna
get it
say.
at the local wine shop next to the local bar that we frequent, the
Oh, you did
Wellington.
say that. Yeah, you did say that.
Yeah, Jay, the other Jay.
The other J.
Is it readily available other places, or is it kind of like a special ordered thing you'd have to get from other places? I want to try it, that's why I ask.
Yeah, no, you know what? When you come, I will make sure I think he carries it all year round. But you know, I don't know whether it's widely available. I don't know if it would be like at a Total Wine or not.
Sure.
You know, I kind of only really shop like in one place.
Got it. Okay.
So I don't know.
We'll ask
But
Jay.
it
Jay will probably
I'll have
know.
to I'll have to look out for it, see if I can find it. It sounds really good.
Yeah, I'll text or you know, we'll put the names of all of our stuff in the show notes. So if people want to copy and paste and maybe search for themselves, they should be able to find it. So
Cool. I'm
nice.
looking forward to that one. I heard you talking about it, and I didn't really realize that it was like so available. So I'm going to definitely get some.
Yeah.
Cool. My number two is so this is kind of a group thing with my wife and daughter, Katie and Vivian, and it's we're dressing up for Halloween, and so we're kind of doing a group costume theme, and Katie is dressing up as Peter Pan, Vivian is dressing up as Tinkerbell, and I am dressing up as the Captain Hook. And
Oh, I thought you were going to
so
go with Wendy.
that's what I was hoping for.
Well,
last year I did go as Dorothy from Wizard of Oz, so I wouldn't put it past me. But I decided to be fun to dress up as Captain Hook. So as you can see, I'm currently growing a full beard so that I can shave it into a mustache. We'll probably have to embellish it, to get the kind of curly, end of it. But Yeah, looking forward to it. If you know anything about me, I've dressed up in multiple things over the years. I've got a list that I was kind of coming up with off the top of my head. So I've dressed up as a supermarket sweep contestant with Katie. I dressed up as Mr. Rogers 1 year. I dressed up as a zombie multiple years. Caleb, we used to do the zombie walk around Halloween in Grand Haven when we lived there. I've dressed up as Darth Vader. I dressed up as Shaggy from Scooby-Doo when Vivian was dressed up as Scooby-Doo. And Katie dressed up as Thelma. Is it Thelma? Yeah, I think Thelma. Velma.
Velma,
Velma.
me.
Yep. Katie dressed up as Velma. I dressed up as Gwen Stefani 1 year. I dressed up as, like I mentioned, Dorothy from Wizard of Oz. I dressed up as Earl from My Name Is Earl 1 year. I dressed up as a TVA inmate from the show Loki. I dressed up as Zeb from the Disney zombie television show when Vivian was dressed up as the little girl zombie. I forget the little girl's name. And then Katie and I both dressed up as Eleven from Stranger Things 1 year. So all into doing costumes. I mean, I wouldn't say we do it every year, but when we do, we try to go all out and really do our best. And so that's why I'm looking forward to dressing up as Captain Hook this year. Just about got all of my pieces together. So pretty excited.
Nice. Nice. Awesome.
Yeah.
That rolls perfectly into my number two, which is kids dressing up for Halloween. This year's unique. Jameson and Reese are making Mario Kart go-karts out of boxes right now. So they're going to
That's
be
very cool.
Mario Kart characters. So Jameson will be the Toad. I think. I think Reese settled on Princess Peach, but I don't know if she's actually officially said that she's going to be Princess Peach or not. But they're working on their cars right now. So it's cool to see them kind of, cut up cardboard. We obviously have more cardboard than we know what to do with, thanks to Amazon. But it's cool to see them, kind of make their own Halloween costume this year. We've always tried to dress up. I mean, the kids dress up every year. We try to do family costumes too, but not quite as frequently as you guys do. But yeah, so I just thought it was cool that they kind of wanted to do this together. They kind of came up with this idea together. We play a lot of Mario Kart as a family, so they thought it'd be cool to create their own carts. I told him he needs to, create like a shell or something that they can throw, so we got to come up with something that they can kind of throw at each other or whatever. But yeah, so it's cool to see them kind of make their own Halloween costumes this year. So I'm excited to see how they turn out. So
Awesome. All right, Rob, we're on to our number ones.
okay, so you guys talked about vibes. You guys definitely had your cozy nature decor dress up vibes. And I made the joke last time that you could say number one leaves. And guess what? Number one leaves.
Leaves.
No, I did. I really thought about it more. And seriously, this weekend I was in Northern Michigan. I had a chance to kind of see some of the leaves were turning more so in the middle of the state than along the water. But I really enjoy a scenic drive, Huron River Drive, particularly from like Mast Road and Dexter. So it's like to hit the Dexter cider mill. And then you kind of drive by and you're driving along this river, and that view always sort of surprises me that that's like right in my backyard. So from Mast Road pretty much to downtown Ann Arbor, you could take it out to 23, but I just enjoy the drive and just enjoy the colors. And I also just enjoy the sound of the rustling leaves. As I kind of joked last time, I don't have to worry about them in my gutters. I don't have to worry about picking them up. But I do. I just enjoy leaves. So that's my number one
So you
leaves.
don't have to worry that this week is curbside brush pickup week in
Curbside.
Chelsea.
Well, this week, my whole entire street had been torn up, and I have
Oh,
no
that's
curbs or
right.
anything or
You
asphalt
haven't
or.
for a while.
Yeah, so so anyhow, that's not a concern for me.
Yeah.
I'm with you, Rob. I love the leaves. We at our old house, we used to bake huge piles of leaves, and the kids would jump in them and play
Oh
in them.
yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I hated raking them. It was a pain in
Oh
the ass,
sure.
but it was so much fun to see them kind of jump in big piles of leaves and have fun. So I miss that a little bit, but.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. So that was your number one. My number one is Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party 2025 at Disney World's Magic Kingdom. We are going to be missing out on our local Halloween in Chelsea, which I love so much. There are so many things that I wanted to put on my list that now have to be honorable mentions because I don't get to do them this year. But I get to replace it with this. We've never been to a Halloween party at Disney World, and so this is the year we're going to actually do it. We're going to be dressed up, as I said, as the crew from Peter Pan, and really looking forward to it. Just getting to see, I mean, whenever Disney does a party, whether it's Halloween, Christmas, or any of the after parties that we've been to, it's always like only Disney can do. And so super excited to see the parades, the decorations, and all the characters dressed up as well. But just gonna be an awesome time. It's not something, I mean, I say this going in, it's not something I'll probably want to do every year, but I said that about going to the D23 Fan Expo, which happens every 2 years. We went to that last 2 years ago and said we would only do it one time. It was a bucket list thing, and now we're going to do it every 2 years. So who knows? I'm guessing that this will be the only time we do it. It'll be fun, but like I said, I really love our hometown Halloween. Small town, getting to hand out candy, getting to have a fire pit in our driveway with our neighbors, Dana and Brenda, and hand out candy and see other kids' costumes and let Vivian walk around with her friends. I mean, you can't take that away for more than 1 year at a time. So anyway, Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party is my number one this year, and
Nice.
super excited for it.
Nice.
Yep.
Awesome. Okay, so my number one has become a tradition that I think started, it was one of the few things that was a positive that started during COVID, and that's we have a group of friends that come over that go trick-or-treating. Well, so when we first started, we went somewhere else because where we lived, there wasn't great trick-or-treating. So we went to our friend's house and but then since we've moved to our new house through this will be our fourth Halloween. Everyone's come over here. And we love it. It's a lot of fun. So it's three other families that get together. All of them are it started because they're all friends, all their kids are friends with Jameson, but then they have younger kids who are now friends with Reese. So it's kind of nice that they all get to hang out together. We come over, do dinner together, and then we go around and go around the neighborhood trick-or-treating. We're not quite, I'm hoping, maybe in a year or two, we can just send the kids out and we can just hang out as adults and, pass out candies and, like you're talking about sitting with a fire pit, all that kind of stuff. That's hopefully in a couple years, but right now the kids, our youngest aren't quite to the age where they can go by themselves. So, we could send the older kids out without any problem, but we still got some little ones that we got to take around. So,
Oh, sure,
but
yeah.
it's fun. It's still a lot of fun. We love to just walk around. Our neighborhood has been dubbed the best trick-or-treating neighborhood. We get people from all over that drive in, because like every neighbor gives out full
Which
size candy
has its
bars, and
pros and cons, right?
yeah, I'm the cheap house man. I don't buy full size. I just buy
Well, even
I
that,
buy the
even
cheap
with that,
stuff.
like, even with that, even if you are getting the cheap stuff, it seems like when you're the popular neighborhood, you're dropping easily over a hundred, sometimes $150
Oh
on
my,
candy.
there is so many kids. Like I said, I mean, there are
Yeah.
cars that are everywhere. We live on a golf course, so people are driving their golf carts everywhere. I mean, there is a ton of people, but it's fun. It's a blast. We love it. It's a good time. I think this year we'll probably do hamburgers and hot dogs on the grill. But yeah, it's just fun. I like to host. It's enjoyable. That's why I was asking about your cider. Maybe it'd be another option for us to drink because we always try to have different options for people to drink. So yeah,
Sure,
it's just a
yeah.
blast. Always look forward to it. So it's a tradition that's, COVID era started, and now we love it every year. So
Very cool.
Cool. Yeah. Well, that was our top fives.
yeah.
Rob, do you have any honorable mentions?
I do. I have four things to watch and something to drink. We've
Nice.
kind of talked about this before on the podcast. Sinners came out this spring. If people haven't seen it, I would highly recommend it. It's not a gory movie at all.
No.
It's a very, very well-made movie in
Great
terms of
story.
storytelling and cinematography and sound design. I mentioned, I think the last couple of times, I rewatched actually after we talked about it, the 2024 version of Salem's Lot. And I think that's partly why I'm a little bit on the Stephen King kick, and I'm kind of curious about this It, Welcome to Derry. When we did the superhero film TV thing episode, I had mentioned Agatha all along, and that was the thing that kind of hooked me last fall, and I'm actually kind of looking forward to maybe doing a rewatch. And then a couple weekends ago, I actually rewatched the 1980 John Carpenter's The Fog. It's actually a really, really good horror film. But it's not, again, not super scary, but it's just very, very effective. The Fog, of course, it's not the same thing as Stephen King's The Mist. Those are two different movies. And there was also a like 2011 remake of The Fog, which a lot of people will say is one of the worst movies ever. But the 1980
Don't watch
version of
that
The Fog, you can skip all of those. But the 1980 it actually just starts off really well. And we're talking like Adrian Barbeau, Jamie Lee Curtis, Hal Holbrook, Janet Leigh, all of these people kind of just make appearances in it and are acting in it, and it's just a fun movie.
one.
Nice. Oh, and my
Going.
drink.
I was
Yeah.
going to
Oh,
say, I
sorry.
was like, you've got a drink, right?
What were you going to ask, Jay?
Oh, I was just going to say, going back to Agatha all along, I feel like there was like one or two specific episodes that seemed, I mean, I've only watched it through, I think, the one time, but I feel like there was one or two episodes that seemed to be like especially Halloween themed, I feel like.
Well, there was a Halloween theme for in WandaVision, but
WandaVision.
there is a moment where they kind of do like the 1980s lost in a cabin, and that might have been like the kind of the scariest episode, right? Where there was like a
So,
ghost in the cabin.
yeah. So maybe if you're gonna watch one, watch that. Watch one of those or even that WandaVision episode.
But oh yeah, so the drink, I actually just discovered it this weekend. It's an apple brandy with apple butter, cinnamon, and a splash of Verner's. It was delicious. And I'm going to see if I can kind of recreate the recipe
Is that the one you had
with
at
some fun.
Black Star?
It is.
Yeah, I remember you let me try that one. That was good.
So I think the key is to find the right apple butter. We've got everything else available to us. And I'm kind of looking forward to maybe experimenting with that over the next 2 weeks to see if I can nail that recipe.
Cool.
Nice.
All right. My honorable mentions. I kind of alluded to some of them, talking about the things I'm missing this year. Pumpkin carving, like you mentioned earlier, Caleb. We always try to do some fun or funny, witty, pumpkin carving, in our jack-o'-lantern. I love handing out candy, the fire pit in the driveway, and then decorating the house. We've always, we do it at Christmas also. So I won't completely miss out on it this year, but we have a couple like laser like spooky lights that shine on the house and stuff. And then we've got these skeletons that sit in our rocking chairs on the front porch. And then we got a huge spider web that goes down from the roof down to the ground. And so And then, just spooky lighting. And then, when we're handing out candy, we like to bring the, our Sonos speaker out there that's, is really, fills the space well, and, play our Halloween music that I talked about before. And so just like, we're not by any means the best or the most decorated house, but like just in our style, it's just really fun to decorate. So yeah, those are my honorable mentions.
Nice.
Yeah. What about you, Caleb?
I didn't have any honorable mentions. Nope.
Okay.
Do you have any
Cool.
dishonorable mentions?
Yeah. What do you hate?
Nope. 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 I don't. There's nothing. I like I said, fall's one of my favorite times. I love Halloween. We don't get super decked out like housewise, but yeah, there's just certain things I'm looking forward to. I always find it funny when I see people that have like Nightmare Before Christmas decorations out on Halloween. I'm like, that's Christmas, man. You got the wrong holiday. But anyways.
I'll allow it for that one IP because it kind of branches across both. But otherwise, yeah.
No, can't do it. It's not
All
allowed.
right. So that was our Halloween 2025 list. And since that was Rob's topic and my topic was last week, that makes it yours, Caleb. What do you think? What do we want to talk about next week?
Yeah, so since we have, it's still Halloween, we'll record still before Halloween. I thought it'd be fun to do our favorite Halloween candy, whether it's what you love to eat or what you love to, pass out or,
Or
whatever.
both.
Or both. Yep.
I
You
buy what I
buy what
want
you
to
love.
eat.
I understand. I'm the same way because I know if
And
there's any leftovers, I'm going to eat it.
instead of honorable mentions, we have to come up with a list of the shitty ones that we didn't mention.
Dishonorable. Yeah. Let's give
Yeah. Yeah,
dishonorable
the
mentions.
dishonorable mentions, right?
Yeah,
I
that's
mean,
a
we all
great
know candy
idea.
corn, right?
Oh,
I actually love candy corn. But like
Oh,
the people
yeah.
who would pass out like the penny.
Yeah,
Yeah. Like it was
right.
the 80s. Now, granted, it was the 80s, right? But like they pass out the penny or like the Bitto honeys.
Yes. Yep. Okay.
We
That'll be
can
a
do
good
that.
one. Cool. All right. Looking forward to it. That'll be great. Well, guys, if no one has anything else to add, we'll end it there and we'll look forward to talking about Halloween candy next week as we get closer and closer to Halloween, the holiday. So I hope everyone has a great week and we'll talk to you next time.
Yep.
See you guys.
Stay cozy.
For listening to the High Five Podcast. We'd love to hear what your high fives would be or what you thought of ours. You can find us on Facebook or email us at thehighfivepodcast@gmail.com or just say hi if you know us in real life. And a big thank you to our friend Trevor Durheimer for the awesome intro and outro music. See you next time!